You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, folks, to this hour of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our very special guest tonight, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Appreciate every one of our listeners praying for his son, Austin Brower, who suffered a bacterial infection that landed in his heart, affected his heart. He's still on the mend. He was hospitalized. It was a very serious situation. That corresponded, by the way, with a very... serious situation with Todd, the Global Star Radio Network, his wife Dawn, and it seems like we and thank you for your prayers for both gentlemen and their wives and their sons. Okay, Austin Brower and of course Todd's wife, and thank you, because we've got great listeners with great, I believe, with a lot of clout, I shouldn't say clout, that's the wrong word, a lot of abilities. When our listeners get together and go for something, man, they can move mountains. And they're committed, they're loyal, and they're probably the most, not probably, they are the most intelligent audience in talk radio history, I believe. So thank you all for standing by us. And again, our guest tonight is Dr. Ted Brower. Listen tonight, after tonight's broadcast, on Global Star Radio Network to Austin, giving a play-by-play mathematical, very great analysis of Orlando. You got to listen to that. Just stay tuned right here on Global Star Radio Network. Dr. Brower. Tomorrow night, just a little bit of housekeeping. Sig Swanstrom. You want to talk about the committed Christian and Christians who say, well, you know what? I'd never, ISIS breaking down my house and I knew they were going to rape my wife and kill my family. Yeah, I'm going to wait for a word from God before I respond. Okay, that's your philosophy. And if that's your philosophy, go ahead and either tune out tomorrow night or tune in, because tomorrow night the subject is going to be defending yourself as a Christian. Okay, what does the Bible, what does Scripture have to say about defending yourself, about Christian self-defense? Self-defense in the Bible. I think you're going to be surprised. Sig Swanstrom is going to be our guest. He's been traveling, my goodness, traveling like a madman. And he's going to be joined by Steve Quayle as well tomorrow night. So that's tomorrow night. But Dr. Brower, thanks for holding over. Let's keep at it, man. You're on fire tonight.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Oh, by the way, the purple sticks are back in stock, so we run low on them. We got another batch in, and now we're running low on those again. So if you guys want to get some more purple sticks, order them. And again, it's Doug5. We have a 5% off coupon for Hagman listeners only. It has not been promoted through our website or to our database at all. It is only for Hagman listeners. It's Doug5, D-O-U-G, 5. And so... It's pretty good. I mean, so we're excited about having that for you guys. And so we're going to have that for 1 week. Now, shock study. countries with the highest vaccination rates have the highest infant death rates. Imagine that. You know, guys, I've been telling people this for years and years and years. More vaccinations massively increase the risks of death in these kids. The countries that were then, that were basically divided into five different groups depending on how many vaccine doses they require for children under age of one, 12 to 14 doses. This is under the age of one, by the way, and their immune systems don't even use these vaccines yet. 15 to 20 doses, 18 to 20 doses, 21 to 23 doses, 24 to 26 doses. And the research found that countries in the 12 to 14 dose group had significantly lower infant mortality rates in the countries in the 21 to 24 groups like the United States. The United States has the highest infant death rate of any industrialized nation, period. I personally believe, and I believe this study now proves it, it's because of the vaccines that we're giving these kids. And pediatricians, you know what you're doing. Shame on you. You know what's happening. Wake up and quit being a wimp and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. Here's another article. Forget coffee if you slept badly for three nights in a row. You know, that's why everybody should be using purple sticks anyhow, because they don't elevate cortisol. I can take a purple stick at 5 or 6 o'clock, which I did tonight, and I can be in bed sleeping by 11, 12 o'clock, and I'm not tossing and turning all night, because cortisol makes you restless. And now they're saying that if you're having a problem sleeping at night and you're drinking coffee, you need to go ahead and cut it out, because as you get older, especially over the age of 40, your body doesn't get rid of cortisol so easily. It takes up to 72 hours to get rid of a cup of coffee from the cortisol from a cup of coffee. So if you're drinking coffee every single day, you're going to have elevated cortisol the entire time. Now, when I was young, Doug, in college, I could literally drink a cup of coffee and go to bed and go to sleep. Well, this goes, it doesn't elevate cortisol and doesn't stay up like that. But now if I have coffee, ah, good grief, I don't sleep at all for the night. It's awful. Here's another study. Bombshell study admits that antidepressants increase suicide attempts in teens and are completely worthless for treating depression. That's the part I wanted to share with that. And it's in the medical journal Lancet admits that you know, I've been telling guys for many, many years that the most comprehensive analysis up to date is that these antidepressants in kids don't work and it makes kids kill themselves. I was telling people this back in the 80s and in the 90s before they even had a black box warning on these drugs. So guys, antidepressants, they start messing with the serotonin in the brain with these kids, massively, massively increases the risks of suicide in these children, especially with hanging and other bizarre types of death. Another article, dementia risk is linked with common medicines. How about that? Now we're starting to decide. The Journal of the American Medical Association and the British Medical Journal has said that anticholinergic medications can actually lead to memory and to dementia. Sound that a remarkable comprehensive study showed that when you ask massively increased drugs, that when you increase these drugs, you have massive increase they're antihistamines is what they are. When you increase antihistamines, you have a massive increase in dementia in the folks that are using antihistamines. So guys, if you're taking a bunch of antihistamine drugs, there's a lot of things that you can do, natural options. B5, B6, you can get better sleep. You can help to you can take phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylstearine, coenzyme B12, coenzyme Q10, activated methylated B vitamins, and it massively, massively helps you to get rid of problems associated with histamines. Plus, another thing you can do if you have a problem with this is take turmeric. I've seen a lot of people who've taken turmeric, who've had problems, and have completely cleared up allergies, etc. Another article, this was in News with Views, Doug. I don't know if you read it or not this week, by Diane Kirpas. And the name of her article was, the CDC, Vaccinating Our Children to Death. And she was also talking about this article that I had read. And guys, listen to me. You need to read this with News with Views and send her a link and tell her thank you. Let me give you some of the studies that she wrote and said. She goes, in February 2004, a study of the MMR vaccine was published in the Journal of Pediatrics by three CD scientists. The study gathered information over 2,000 kids, and it said basically it showed there was an incidence of developmental regression and autism. That same month, Dr. Thompson wrote to Dr. Julie Gebering, and basically said he wanted his attention to present an Institute of Medicine meeting on vaccines and autism. Of course, that was stopped. For the next 10 years, Dr. Brian Hooker of Focus Autism Foundation tried to obtain the original data. I mean, this stuff has been proven over and over and over again. And guys, think about this. Autism doesn't even exist in the Amish, and the Amish don't vaccinate their kids. I'm going to repeat that. The Amish don't have kids with autism. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. You've got to realize that you massively increase the risk of autism with these vaccines. So if you want to do vaccines, that's your call. but just make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. If you have grandkids, give copies of the information to the parents, to your children who have gotten kids. It's really important. Another article, pancreatic cancer. There are some things now they're saying that actually will reduce the risks of pancreatic cancer. B6 and choline B4 are reduced the risks of pancreatic cancer. Now remember, they need to be methylated B vitamins because about 40% of the population can't process B vitamins if they're methylated. And one more thing that I think is even more important than the B vitamins and not having pancreatic cancer, or it's actually two more things, is you need to get away from all sodium nitrite, Doug. That's in luncheon meats, because there's like a 60 times increase in pancreatic cancer when you eat a lot of luncheon meats that contain sodium nitrite. I'm talking about bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, anything that you look on the label that says sodium nitrite. Secondly, you need to avoid alcohol as much as possible. Don't believe the lie of the New World Order that drinking alcohol is good for you. Don't believe the lie that may reduce the risk of heart disease. Guys, you can take, you know, vitamin E and reduce your risk of heart disease without increasing your risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, and pancreatic cancer, which is what alcohol drinking does. And again, I've said this on the show before, I've never heard anybody say, my life was a wreck, and then I started drinking and everything worked out a lot better. Doug, I've seen so many people ruin their lives through alcohol over and over and over again. Another article, black seed oil. And it's saying now they're talking about black seed oil and the reduction and help prevent Alzheimer's disease. This is if you go to my website, we've got a healthy immune system protocol support, and we have one of the things that we tell you to take is black seed oil every single day. And now in the Journal of Ethopharmacology, it reveals that black seed oil may actually prevent or slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, which I thought was kind of interesting, because one of the articles that I read a long, long time ago said that it was basically a cure for everything but death, which I don't believe, but I tell you what, it's pretty amazing. And I think I told you guys this, I was having a problem with itchy inner ear canals. Now, I know that sounds weird. It's basically the tube that goes in your ear. I was having this thing, it was itching, it was driving me nuts. And I tried everything I knew to do to get rid of these itchy ear canals. And finally, I started using black seed oil. And after just a couple of days using black seed oil, this itching completely and totally disappeared. I mean, it was like a miracle. So you can't sell me on black seed oil anymore, that I'm already sold on it. Some of the best things that it's used for is pain killing, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, anti-ulcer, anti-fungal, hypertension, antioxidants. It goes on and on and on, bronchodilator. So black seed oil, like turmeric, ginger, pepper, oregano, and cinnamon, is commonly used as both food and as a medicine in traditional cultures. And so guys, I take black seed oil every single day. Now here's another article. It says thyroid cancer.
Ted, before we get to the other article, let me, we have a listener question here from, Ann in Satellite Beach, Florida. All right. She writes this. Now, I'm not exactly certain how to interpret this, but go ahead and I'm just going to read it and then you go ahead and answer it. This is about vaccines, which you were talking about just moments ago here. If a child is breastfed from birth to 1 year old, will this offset or even protect from vaccines?
Well, number one, the child's getting all of his immune system is being built from the breast milk, right? That's that you don't need vaccines if you're trying to keep the child healthy. The breast milk in the mother's immune system will give that baby everything it needs for the first 12 months. Now, if the question is, hey, look, I vaccinated my kid, I didn't know any better, but I'm breastfeeding my child, am I going to be okay now? If that's the question, breastfeeding is vastly superior to building a child's immune system than the vaccines. Secondly, I mean, you have to realize that, you know, if you've made a mistake by doing this, you know, you have to rely on the grace of God. And just, you don't continue to do it, and you realize this too. And this is something Austin said the other day on the show, and he was so clear about this. He said, you know, here's the thing. You know, Hunter, his baby's 2 months old, no vaccines. It's unbelievably healthy. Good looking little young boy. Hyper, staring at everything, trying to talk already. Tell he's a broer. Hyper, run his mouth. And what's so funny, Doug, is that, you know, he's so healthy. I mean, he never cries unless he has like a poopy diaper and, you know, or whatever. And that's only for a moment. But he's just got a great personality already. Healthy children are really, really, really easy to raise. And his immune system is super strong because his mother's immune system is taking care of him. Now, here's what Austin said. He said, I don't understand, Dad. If the child's going to go to college or to school when he's 4 or 5 years old, a kindergarten or whatever, and he doesn't have to be vaccinated until he goes to school, why the big rush to vaccinate them when they're under a year or two or three or four? Why don't you just vaccinate them if you're going to do that before they go to school when their immune system is more prepared for the onslaught of the vaccines? That's a great comment. Great question. Now, I think a lot of that happens is because the mothers are working because the Tavistock Institute has done everything it can to destroy the nuclear family. And, you know, and I remember the Virginia Slims articles, you know, you come a long way, baby, and now you're smoking cigarettes back in the 70s and 60s. I mean, this is what they've done. They've programmed women. They've got to be out working to earn an extra income. But in most cases, if they take the extra income and look at all the extra taxes that their husband has to pay because of their income and all the taxes that they pay, plus the wear and tear on the automobile and all the other things, and plus having to pay for child care, the income is just not that much. I've seen that repeatedly. In the vast majority of cases, the husband's income can actually be okay once you reduce the amount of taxes that the husband has to pay because of the wife's dual income running up to taxes for both of them. So, guys, if at all possible, this is what I ask you guys to do. Just stay at home with the kid. Breastfeed the child. Teach the child how to read. Homeschool the child if you can. That's the easiest way to avoid all of these vaccines. That's what we did. We just homeschooled all of the kids. And I mentioned earlier, you know, the Harrison passes college entrance exams at 14. Savannah, my 12-year-old, she passed her college entrance exams at 12. I'm sorry, she's 13 now. She passed them at 12, except for the algebra, which she hasn't had those classes yet. And the best mathematics program that we have found in homeschool for you guys who are homeschooling to really give your kids a huge leg up as far as academics is called Chalk Dust. Now, I don't work for Chalk Dust. I'm not making any money on Chalk Dust. I'm just telling you guys what we've used. I had a circuit court judge, Harvey Kornstein, dear friend of mine, wonderful man of God, a born-again Jewish Christian, wonderful, wonderful man, good friend of mine, him and his wife, Marcy. And he basically told me years ago that his son, Andrew, had gone through Chalk Dust, and they had researched, and it was the best one out there, and he had aced it all the way through calculus and everything else in college, and everything was really easy for him, like it is for Harrison. So Chalk Dust is a great, great program that you can give these kids starting like in 6th or 7th grade that really gives them a foot up, a leg up in mathematics to really allow them to do great in college. Now, here's another article. Thyroid cancer epidemic is being caused by misinformation and not cancer. Wow. Did you know the vast majority of thyroid cancer diagnoses are false, but yet they're still being treated for that? I mean, this is interesting to me because this is a really very real trauma, you know, and so we have to understand that we have all of these people in there who are being diagnosed with cancer and having all these health problems because of their thyroid, having their thyroids irradiated and removed. And the sad part about it is that, you know, the vast majority, the percentage of them are going to be false positives. So make sure you get multiple tests done if they start telling you that your thyroid is having problems. Also remember, your thyroid really, really dislikes halogens. It doesn't like bromine, which is in the most breads. If the bread's not organic, it doesn't like fluorine, and it doesn't like chlorine. And these really interfere with thyroid function. So always make sure that your water is distilled, and we have the distillers at Health Masters for 5% off now if you want to order one of those with a coupon. And they're phenomenal. Doug's got a distiller. I know he uses it all the time. And so it's just one of those things. Another thing that we need to have is colloidal silver in the pantry. That's really important. It's supposed to be like anti-everything. It helps to fight inflammation. And what I do with it, and you can check with your doctor before you do this, is I'll take, if I've got my eyes, if I've scratched my eye or whatever, and they're a little bit red, I'll put like a drop of colloidal silver in an eye cup, you know, with distilled water, just a tiny amount, and I actually wash my eyes with it, and it works absolutely amazing. You can treat ear infections with it, soothe burns and scrapes, it helps to get rid of sinus conditions. I mean, it's an amazing product, cure sore throats. I mean, I love colloidal silver. We have it at Health Masters, and we have a very concentrated form, which is very, very inexpensive when you see how much we get per bottle as far as each serving. And here's an article by John Rappaport. You guys have had him on before. I like John. He's not a Christian, but he's a really nice guy, and he's absolutely brilliant.
And he'll come around. We'll be witnessing to John, just as an FYI. So.
Well, no, I do too. He's brilliant. I mean, the man is absolutely just, you know, he's almost 80 years old, Doug. Did you know that?
No. Are you serious?
He's in his 70s. Oh, yeah. He's pushing it, man. He's like 75, 76, 77, something like that. Wow. The guy is so sharp that it just blows your mind. I had him on my show a few weeks ago, and I think I mentioned this to you guys. I'm going to mention it again. He said what's being done through the programming that they're doing to us is they're putting everybody into a victim class is why they want everybody on drugs. Because remember the Tavistock programming, and Huxley said that people will be enslaved through drugs. And they're doing that to us, you know, with the use of statin drugs, with tricyclic antidepressants, with serotonin reuptake inhibitors. All of these different things are causing people to get enslaved. Opiates, all of these drugs that are being used over the counter now. This horrible situation that we're in the United States with all of these different chemicals that we're involved with, the fluorine, the chlorine, the what we're doing to the thyroid. And basically he said that the more people that you can get into a victim status on medication, the less people you have in the general population that are willing to try to get people to change and to change the government. Because once you fall into a victim mentality, all you want to do is sit around and woe is me. Woe is me, don't you know I'm sick? Woe is me, my thyroid's messed up. Woe is me, I'm on antidepressants. Woe is me, I don't feel good. Woe is me, I'm taking 15 different types of medications right now. I can't get involved in any of this because I'm too sick. And it's the truth. If you make a person a victim, you take them out of the puzzle. They're done. It's like having a wounded warrior. They can't fight. And see, he said that's another one of the Tavistock programming techniques they're using is making everybody a victim so they don't get involved with petitioning the government or anything else because they're too sick to do any of that. But he says the vaccine matrix is covert birth control to promote female sterility to reduce the population of the planet. He goes, part of the vaccine covert op involves turning humans into social constructs who can only think in the most shallow terms about protecting the group. Such people would lose any semblance of individuality as well as the ability to analyze vaccines and understand what harm they do. And he goes into detail in all these different types of vaccines in this article. You guys can go to his website and look at it, and says that all of these guys are being immunized with all of these different vaccines, causing them to become sterile. Now, isn't that interesting? And I've read this and I've talked about this before on your show. What do you guys think about that?
You know, Ted, I really, truly believe that, you know, we cannot look at just one aspect of the agenda by itself. When Jack Cashel was in our studio on our show on Tuesday, I would urge everyone to go back and watch that broadcast or read it, or listen to it, that is. Here's the thing. He had made an analogy between being at the Indianapolis 500, sitting in a seat, and being able to only see the quarter mile piece of track in front of him. All right, and that's what most Americans he used this in a different context, but most Americans can only see or only look at that quarter mile that's in front of them. They don't look. From a position far above, from a bird's eye view, or from a cruising altitude view. And that's what we need to do. Sterilization through vaccination, absolutely. Tavistock Institute, all the things they're doing. All of the things that you talked about tonight are all working in unison. They're all cogs to a much bigger machine, a wheel, you know, absolutely. And we have to understand the enormity of the lie and the enormity of this Luciferian agenda before us, before it's too late. And we better do something about it. And Christians better get off their butts and to start acting like men, not castrated mice, you know, that sit in a corner somewhere. And we better choose sides pretty doggone quick. And that's all I've got to say. I could go on, but I'm preaching.
Well, you know, these sexual perverts, you know, Bernays and Freud and all these weirdos that have done this to us, you know, they've done it for their Master Lucifer. And that's what you've got to understand in your show and my show, and Hodges too, because he talks about this agenda, are the only three shows that are on radio and alternative news that I know of. Now, there may be more. Maybe Joe knows of a few more that actually tie it all together back under the Luciferian umbrella, Doug, because most shows don't do this. It's all about, you know, the New World Order or the globalists, and every once in a while somebody may say something about Luciferian agenda or their Satanists, but it's never the understanding that this is the primary thing that's going on and this is how we're being programmed. And if they can ever get to that point of balancing this back out, but perhaps they figure that they're not listening, they don't have a Christian audience, and they don't want to force feed Christianity down someone's throat. But the sad part about it is, unless you understand this Luciferian agenda, unless you get it, like I talk about, or, you know, or Paul McGuire talks about, or Russ Dizdar talks about, or you talk about, or, you know, Coach Dabblemeyer, you know, unless, you know, you understand that these are the guys that are running the show, these Rothschild, Sabbatean, Frankist, Kabbalist, Luciferian bankers that are doing all of this and funding all of this stuff to turn the world upside down, unless you get a handle on that, then it doesn't make any sense about the statin drugs or the fluoride or the chemicals in the water or all of the poison in the vaccines or all of the drugs that cause so much harm. Because you think, I couldn't do something like that. I would never involve myself in that. And of course, the pediatricians who are out there intentionally injecting these small children, because that to them becomes a revenue stream. They get paid for that. And they don't want to, a lot of them don't want to lose that revenue stream. And they've been brainwashed into believing that this is for the greater good. Because that's what they tried to do to me at Florida State University when I was, you know, taking embryology and a few of the other classes in, I had some big classes over there. And I began to realize that, you know, this agenda isn't true. And see, you have to be willing to step out of the fray, so to speak, and get up on a ladder and look around. Because, you know, when you're at Disney World and you're in a massive crowd and you're sweating because it's June and you got water pouring off of you and you're bumper to bumper and you can't move and you're walking around everybody and you're going, this is ridiculous, this is awful, I'm not having fun. You know, you can't see anything. But if you get a set of steps and you walk up and you look over it, you can see, wow, there's a sea of humanity here that I wish I wasn't in right now. Maybe I should have come when it was slow during another time of the year. See, that's the same way you look at life when you finally become a Christian and you stop. And you go, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And you start to realize there's certain things that you're trying to avoid, certain people you need to avoid, certain situations that you need to avoid, and you start to realize that you don't have to walk with the masses because you've been set apart, that you're born again. See, that's the thing that Christianity has lost. You know, in the first century we had that, second century we had that, and in the third century around, I think, 323 with Constantine, when they basically brought in all the pagan religions, we lost that as Christians. And we no longer have that ability to see it from a macro environment. We don't have that ability anymore. We have the Lutherans and the Baptists and the Presbyterians and the Methodists and the Catholics and the Church of Christ and the Church of God and the Christian Church, and all these different factions have their own little belief systems, and they don't want to work together for the greater good of Christianity. And that's how we started the show out tonight. We have to set that aside now. If Trump is for real, and he's had a PT-109 experience like Jack Kennedy had, and he really is going to try to change this Luciferian New World Order, we got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt, Doug, because the truth of the matter is there's nobody out there who can defeat Hillary Clinton but him. And we already know that Hillary is a committed globalist, that she's a liar, that she's a career criminal. We got that. We already know all that, okay? We know that Bill brags that he slept with over 2,000 women now. I mean, we've got all that. I mean, do we really want this Luciferian agenda Clinton group back in the White House again? Now, the globalists want Clinton in. You know, the Bilderbergers have given her, the Council of 300, they've given her the nod. She's the one. She's the one they're going to do. So they're going to do everything they possibly can for election fraud, I can guarantee you that. But I don't think they have the ability to cover up a landslide even though
you know, Ted, man, I agree with you 100%. Two things I just want to say, and I want to be on record by saying, I believe number one that Steve Quayle has initiated this statement, and I believe this, that you know there are no political solutions for spiritual problems. The United States is in one hell of a mess spiritually and morally. Okay, but regardless of the man in the office. The person in the office, regardless, change must come from the bottom up, and we must have a spiritual revolution, a revolution of spirit. Right. You know, because it's not certainly not going to come from the top down. I mean, I agree with you. You're correct. We need, need somebody in that office who will look out for the country and its citizens. Now, the second thing I want to say about this, I got a really bad feeling. Ted, about the elections of 2016, and I hope I'm wrong. I've got nothing to back this up with. I just don't see Donald Trump being president. The reason I say that, and I'm not saying that you know he wouldn't win. I just have this really bad feeling about what could happen. Whether it's this Republican revolution, as I'll call it, through the machinations and nefarious misdeeds. You know, through the political machine, or something more terrible. I hope I'm wrong. I really do.
Well, we have two former presidents, both the Bushes, that are diametrically opposed to Donald Trump. And one of them was the head of the CIA, and both of them are skull and bones. I mean, these are some nefarious, wicked people. Okay, I know them both. All right. I mean, again, I'm probably the only person listening tonight that actually knows both the Bushes and knows Kissinger. At least those three, if you put those three, they're pretty much mutually exclusive. But the truth of the matter is, these are not good people. You know, George Bush, you know, Senior, H.H., he basically said, you know, 1,000 points of light, new world order, you know, and when we are successful, and we will be, I mean, this is his goal, and he's old now, and he's got to be pushing 90. I mean, he wants to get into the, he wants to see this new world order to be in place, I guess, for maybe his transhumanism ascension. I don't know what he wants to do, because he's certainly going to have a very good time as far as he's not going to be in heaven. That's a fact, and I'm sure he's fully aware of that. But of course, their God is Lucifer, you know, through Bohemian Grove and through Skull and Bones, and they believe that he's the one who's going to give them the truth and the way. And that's what they believe. And that's why the Bible is very clear in the book of Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 14 or 15, when, you know, Lucifer shows up in, you know, in hell in a bunch of chains, and they're all like, what happened to you? Why are you down here? You know? Because that's what's going to happen to him. Because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Because we have already overcome the world. We already have victory in Christ Jesus. And I want to keep urging people to understand that. Now, U.S. House is now, a committee is launching an investigation into the EPA glyphosate cover-up. Wow, I never thought I'd see that. But the truth of the matter is, is anything going to come of this? You know, glyphosate lobbying groups are so huge, and I'll have to believe this one, I'll have to see it to believe that they're actually going to do something with glyphosate and take some of these guys to court, and they don't just get $1 million fine or something nonsense like that. But glyphosate, Roundup, guys, this stuff is so poisonous that it's just so toxic that there's nothing good that's ever come from this product. And, you know, it's all part of the GMO poisoning of the planet with Monsanto and its seeds and the killing of the bees and everything else, all about this population reduction. Another interesting article, excessive glucose increases the risks of memory loss. Now, this is interesting because they're saying if you get too much sugar in your system, you'll actually start messing up your brain and causing brain problems, and it can actually cause you to start losing your memories. Now, the one thing they said, we have a product called Hemla, and it's on the website, and it says there's a massive study because it's an xanthine product, and it says it has a massive effect on glucose, and diabetic mice who were given xanthine were found to markedly reduce neuronal loss in the hippocampus compared with mice who didn't receive this compound. So guys, that's what we call it. It's called Hemla, H-E-M-M-L-A on the website. Works phenomenal. Living in a post-industrial world, and I've already talked about this nutrient a minute ago, I'll talk about it again, we were washed in toxic chemicals, and turmeric is a drug, or I guess it could be a drug, that was a Freudian slip. It's a healing spice that may be a ultimate answer to regaining your health.
You might have been right the first time. I was snorting a line of that right before the show.
But I tell you what, I mean, you know, this product is so important. I mean, when I was having problems a few years ago, when I was having severe allergies to tomatoes, and I didn't know I had a tomato allergy, Doug, I was itching like crazy. Every time I got a hold of a tomato, I was itching, and I couldn't put the causal development to it because we ate tomatoes all the time. And I was like tearing up my skin and everything else from this tomato allergy. Finally, I went and got a blood test, and I realized I couldn't have tomatoes, and I cut it out. But what was interesting about this is when I took turmeric, even when I was itching like crazy, within minutes, it would completely stop it. And my daughter-in-law, Lana, she was suffering with the worst allergies. I mean, she couldn't even wear her contacts, you know, like 2 months out of the year. And she was just miserable. Her eyes were just running and draining. And I finally told her, I said, look, try the turmeric. And she did. She was taking like 12 to 14 a day, which sounds like a lot, but remember, this is like a nutrient, like it's an herb. And I mean, within a couple of weeks, this entire allergy thing completely and totally went away. And now she's a big believer in turmeric. When I was in Germany reporting from Europe 2 months ago, we were at a hotel in Milan, at Weston, and the front desk manager, because it was springtime over there, his eyes were running just like Lana's did. I mean, he couldn't even function. I felt so bad for him. He was a Muslim fellow, real nice guy. And I had a bottle of turmeric with me, and I brought it downstairs, and I showed it to him, and I said, look, I even gave him one of the capsules so he could try to find one like that at the health food store. And I said, look, he said, here's the thing. Try this. Go to the health food store. Try to buy it if it's available in the EU, and try this. It works phenomenal for allergies, and it does so much more than just allergies. So, guys, that's one of those products that you need to be taking on a regular basis. I mean, it helps to detoxify bisphenol A and all kinds of benzenes and other chemicals in the diet, and liver toxicity, everything. It's a malathion toxicity. It's really, really an important product that you need to be taking every single day. Here's an article by Mercola, and he says that medical experts are warning that the war on drugs is harming public health, and it's the cost of criminalization of marijuana. Now, guys, I'm not a big pot guy. I never smoked pot in college. I was probably one of the only kids in Florida State who never smoked pot back in the 70s. I was always working out, and so I never really saw any sense in smoking anything in my lungs, and I never ate any of the brownies that were all over the place at Florida State. Because here's the thing. I was interested in being in an altered state. Now, children who are using pot, it messes up neurological development and connections in the brain, and it locks them in at whatever age, especially boys, they start smoking pot. So if they're 12, 13 years old, they start smoking pot, it kind of locks them in from a neurological standpoint at that age. Now, later on, when they stop smoking pot, if they ever do, they may have some neuroplasticity left, and their brain may start making connections again, and they may be able to mature past that. But young children using pot, unless it's for like severe medical life-threatening conditions such as cancer, you know, or any type of cannabis oil, I don't recommend. But if they have a life-threatening condition, of course, I believe they should have access to that. But to make marijuana legal like they have in Denver now, in Colorado, and now it's turned into this giant stoner state, about everybody that I know that's moving there is because they want to go smoke pot or eat brownies. And the sad part about this is, it's a gateway drug, and it's been proven repeatedly. But again, this Tavistock programming tells us that it's a great way to feel good about yourself as a smoke pot, and it's not. You don't need to do that if you're a normal human being. I mean, you don't have to be drugged into a stupor using a chemical. So, guys, marijuana is very addictive. I've seen it with people before. You say, well, no, it's not addictive. I didn't get addicted to it. I'm like, okay, look, I'm not saying if you did it once or twice, you're going to get addicted to it. I didn't say that. But if you're doing it on an ongoing basis, you can get really, really used to it. And you start craving it. I've seen it over and over again. Now, I'm not saying that people should go to prison if they get caught smoking pot. I think that's ridiculous. I think they should get a traffic ticket, you know, give them a $200 fine or something and just do whatever. But, you know, putting them in prison for 10, 15 years because they get caught with a joint because of these minimum sentencing guidelines, I think that's nonsense, Doug. And plus, a lot of that's just because it's a plea bargain. They'll charge you with 10 bogus charges, and they'll make you admit to one of them to get you to accept the plea bargain because they're threatening you with 50 years in prison, and they put you away for a few years, and that feeds the prison industrial complex. I mean, what do you think about the pot thing, Doug? I mean, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm too stoned to answer that. The way I look at it is, again, the bigger picture here, the war on drugs has been a total failure.
But
to everyone except the the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm. And the prison-industrial complex.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and what are we doing in Afghanistan? And what did we do in Vietnam with respect to opium and heroin? Yeah, all of this. So, it just seems to me that that this is more of a business, this war on drugs, war in quotation marks. And I think, yeah, I mean, looking at the properties of the illegal substances, from LSD to pot, where are the redeeming factors in this? Now, do you agree, though, Ted? I mean, does some of the properties of marijuana, the marijuana plant, do they have legitimate medicinal benefits?
Yes, they do, Doug. They really do. That's why I put that caveat in there. If you're using it for medical reasons, you know, I understand that, okay, but just going out and socially smoking pot or eating brownies to stay stoned, it doesn't make any sense. And that's the problem when you start legalizing, like they did in Colorado, that it doesn't matter if you smoke it or not, or eat the brownies or not. You buy it at every street corner now. You got a whole state of stoners. I've got friends who live out there and told me that they're trying to get out now because, you know, everybody drives around stoned all the time, which is against the law, but they still do it. And the sad part about this is it doesn't help anything. Again, anything to debilitate the moral fiber of the United States.
Exactly.
Anything. That's what this whole thing's about.
I just want to make something clear here, folks. I do a lot of joking. Okay. For example, you know, the tumor capsules and snorting a line. I do a lot of joking. Please, I'm joking when I say that. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't even drink anymore. When I was young, I used to drink, but my body, yeah, man's got to know his limitations.
Well, the urine test after the show will prove on
yeah,
for all.
Well, that's true. Thank you, Joe. And yeah, we do have random drug testing here, so you never know when you got to pee in a cup. Now, I'm joking, but, you know, Ted.
You know, what's funny is that, you know, kids nowadays are so stoned all the time that they sell each other. They sell urine. You know that, don't you, Doug? They buy other people's urine. They put it in a bag. They pretend like they're squirting it into a cup, you know, by using the bathroom, and they give a clean sample. I mean, it's nuts.
Craigslist. You know,
I've got a friend of mine who's got a kid who does that. Finally, they sent that kid to a rehab center. He started smoking dope when he was 13 years old, pot, and now 16 years old. He's a stoner, and all he wants to do is smoke dope. And now he's already tried LSD and other harder drugs. So now they're having to spend $12,000 a month to send him away for 3 months for $36,000 to put him into a drug rehab program with a bunch of drug addicts. I mean, and the kid's only 16 years old. I'd have sent him out there to Montana where my daughter is. And if anybody wants to know where my daughter is, I'm not going to give that over the air. You can just email me. I'll be happy to tell you. But she's at a Christian youth camp out there, you know, in Montana going to school because that was her choice. And she was having some issues adjusting when she was 14 years old and basically wanted to be somewhere else. And I told her that'd be fine. And so we chose to send her out there. And now she wants to be a missionary. And she's really turned her heart and her life around. And she got rid of that stony heart. But she never had any problems with drugs or anything. But she was hanging out with the wrong kids at church, no less. And so she started getting a real bad attitude. And so finally she decided she wanted to go to Montana and be on a big cattle ranch out there. And that's what she's done. And she's been out there for almost a year now. And she's had a complete and total restorative miracle of her life. And so I'm so pleased that she's out there, and it's really, really, really inexpensive, and it's by donation only. I mean, if you don't have the money, you don't have to pay anything. It's a church, and so it's just amazing to me that people, you know, have criticized me because I've sent my daughter out there, and it completely and totally changed her life to the point that she's supposed to start the collegiate high school program in the fall here in Central Florida, and she's chosen to remain in Montana by her own wishes for another year. She loves it out there because it's like a Christian environment where they have constant Bible studies and singing and all that kind of stuff. And I told her, I said, that's fine. You stay for another year, but after one more year, then we have to start in the collegiate high school program because, you know, it's just part of what we have to do as far as your educational future. And so
I want to ask you, Ted, when's your grandson starting college?
Yeah, first we're going to get those Mozart blocks. Get his brain cooked up. But he's got a, but he'll have the Mozart blocks. I'll personally buy those for him. And, he'll probably be starting college like, well, Savannah could have started at 12. They already told her that she already had an open enrollment at the age of 12, but they weren't going to raise her over there. She wasn't quite mature enough at 12 to be in a collegiate environment. Plus she's really, really, really pretty. And I didn't want a bunch of high school, college kids hitting on a 12-year-old and them getting in trouble and my daughter getting in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to probably give her another year. She's only in, I believe she's in eighth grade now. So we're going to give her another year to get through ninth grade, and then I'll go ahead and start her over there in the collegiate high school program when she's 15, and then she'll have 3 full years like Harrison did. And the state of Florida pays for that, by the way. They give you 3 full years of college pay for, including books. And so you get complete and total everything paid here in the state of Florida in the collegiate high school program. And it's, you know, it's wonderful. It's a great, great program. So if your kids can get involved in anything like that, if they have that available in your state, it gets them out of the riffraff in high school, which is mostly high school is just riffraff, and gets them with collegiate students who are academically oriented and who have goals and dreams and aspirations more than just having their lives peak while they're in high school and everything else goes downhill. I mean, I've seen so many people in my high school class, the best 3 years of their life were their 3 years in high school, and their lives have basically been horrible ever since they got out of high school. And guys, that's not God's best for you. It really isn't. I mean, God doesn't want you to peak when you're 17, 18 years old. But that sadly, that happens to a lot of the kids in high school. So that's why you can't make high school the end goal. You have to make, you know, that's just a baseline goal, you know, on your way to the collegiate high school program or your other type of program. So, guys, what do you want to talk about? We got some more nutrition stuff to cover. I keep going on that on how to, I got 5 nutrients to cause to help make your brain not age. If you want to talk about that.
Well, we got about 9 minutes left, so you take us wherever you want to go.
No, I'm just kind of chilled out with you guys tonight. I mean, I'm just kind of like basking in the glory of God that my son Austin's still alive. So, I mean, it's been one of those weeks for me, buddy. I've been walking on water through the Holy Spirit, you know, since last Friday night when God reached down from heaven and literally touched him and saved him. But berries have a really good brain aging, you know, brain decreasing aging effect. And those are really important. I eat berries all of the time because they're really high in nutrients. Acetylcarnine is really, really good. The poic acid, the fish oil is extremely good. And vitamin E. And all of these are available in their highest quality forms at healthmasters.com. Also, cortisol. We've talked about that many times on the show and how if you have elevated cortisol, it makes you not sleep very well and also ages you very quickly. And it makes your adrenals work overtime. There's some natural things. We have a really good product. It's called Adrenal Support. And what it does is loaded with all kinds of nutrients that helps to rebuild your adrenal glands. And I recommend that everybody takes Adrenal Support and Liver Support every single day. And the thing I've noticed with the Liver Support, I was getting some spots in the back of my hands, which was really aggravating to me. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I don't want these things. I'm only 60 years old, and you know, I don't want to have a bunch of age spots on the back of my hands. And I started taking our Liver Support product, guys, and every one of those things has completely disappeared, and my hands are totally clear now. Isn't that amazing?
Ted, amazing.
But no, I mean, guys, it's so exciting to me that, you know, there's actually products that actually work for stuff like that. I mean, people are using all these creams and all these lotions and bleach out the back of their hands and try to get these age spots, these liver spots off. But our Liver Support took care of it. I mean, and it took care of it a couple of weeks. It was kind of crazy, actually. It went by that fast. There are several things, there's multiple things that you can do that are better than drugs for health and healing. Let me go cover a few of those real quick. Dietary changes versus drug treatment for hypertension. That's really important. You can also use acupuncture versus drug treatment for treating migraines. Of course, magnesium is one of the best things you can use for magnesium. And we use the magnesium foot soak every day. I use that thing 20 to 40 minutes every morning. It makes a huge difference in my mental acuity and also in my energy levels. And I told you guys earlier that my wife had spinal stenosis really, really bad. And her hands, she couldn't even close her fists. She started soaking in the magnesium last year. And now she can close her fists completely. She can sleep at night on her sides. And I wasn't able to sleep on my left side because I had back surgery, you know, years ago. And I guess I must have had some bone spurs built from that. And now that I've been doing the soaking, I can sleep on my right side or my left side. And so it's really kind of exciting.
So
that.
I just want to be clear. She was soaking her feet in the magnesium solution?
Well, she was also in the bathtub for the first month. She was soaking every night in the bathtub in the magnesium solution and soaking your feet in the magnesium solution. It's magnesium fluoride. It works phenomenal. And we have a little foot bath you can get offline for like $80, and it keeps the water hot for the whole 40 minutes. Otherwise, you're having to constantly reheat the water, and that gets kind of old in like 1 minute when that gets cold, you know. And just soaking your feet in cold water is just kind of yuck. Okay. There's all kinds of things that you can do for irritable bowel syndrome. You know, use bentonite. There's all kinds of great programs for depression, such as fish oils. There's all types of things that you can do for ear infections. Like I said, you know, with the black seed oil. So there's all kinds of natural things that you can do on an ongoing basis to really increase your energy and improve your health without having to take drugs. That's so important. Here's another article. Florida attorney now says that growing vegetables is not a fundamental right. A new local law is brewing in South Florida surrounding yet another instance of local governments imposing fines on residents because they're growing vegetables on their properties and they're not allowed to do that. Okay, I got it if you got a rooster and you live in a residential area. Okay, I got that. You know, everybody's getting being awakened at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got it. But even having chickens, I mean, we have chickens and we're in a residential area and we've got chickens. I got like 14 or 15 chickens, Rhode Island Reds and some, Buff Orpingtons and some wine goats. And, you know, we get a bunch of eggs every single day and we feed them organic feed. Nobody ever says anything, but I don't have roosters either because I don't want them to be crowing all day. So, but I mean, just growing food, you can't grow food anymore. I mean, guys, doesn't that seem a little bit weird not being able to grow food in your own yard?
Yes. I for some reason, I knew you had chickens, but to remind you, just a picture of you with chickens.
It kind of goes with the guns, I guess. It's kind of a redneck thing, I guess. I don't know, man. But my daughter, Alexis, who's in Montana, wanted to have an ag project for homeschool. And so she basically got us these chickens, and now we're stuck taking care of them. But I really do like the organic eggs because they're very, very good eggs. And, you know, I probably eat 4 eggs a day. And that way I can keep my testosterone levels up because it maintains my cholesterol at a real healthy level. Because eggs don't cause a problem with heart disease, guys. Newsflash, eggs are really, really healthy. And don't just eat egg whites and throw the yolks away. The yolks are really important because the sulfur in those yolks is what makes them yellow. And that really helps you with hair, with skin, and with nails. Super important. Plus, when you drink, and if you have diabetes, alcohol really can lower your blood sugar too much, causing you to pass out, particularly behind the wheel. We're talking about alcohol now. It can cause weight gain because it messes up the enzyme it'll come to me in a second. But actually, it messes up an enzyme called lipase, which helps you to burn body fat. So you start storing body fat when you drink. It can cause organ damage. You can neglect other medications. You can cause, for heavy diabetic drinkers, you can get pancreatitis, damage of nerve cells. You can get eye disorder, glaucoma. And you can also get ketoacidosis. I mean, so guys, if you're diabetic, don't drink. It's really, really, really bad for you, and it can cause all kinds of health problems. And also, if you're diabetic, there are several things you need to do. You know, we have the healthy blood sugar program on the website, but there are certain foods you need to avoid. You need to avoid high glycemic carbohydrates like potatoes and juices. That's very, very important. Plus, you need to be drinking at least half your body weight in fluid ounces and distilled water every single day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, guys, and you've been, you know, you have high sugar and you have adult onset, make sure you drink at least 100 ounces of water every single day. That's super important. Spread that water out throughout the day. Don't try to drink it all before you go to bed at night. You'll be up all night urinating.
And yeah, so it helps kidney function too.
That's right. It really does. It really, really does. In addition to that, you got to take the turmeric. You got to take the B complex, the multiples, the cod liver oil, and you also have to take our cinnamon product, which is phenomenal what that product does. And it helps your body to start utilizing your own insulin again. And it helps to maintain healthy blood sugar. It's a really healthy blood sugar support program, which in many cases can allow you to maintain your blood sugar without having to go on insulin or metformin, which has been linked to pancreatic cancer. So there's all kinds of natural things that you can do from a nutritional standpoint to change blood sugar. But guys, it has to be an all-out effort. You can't eat a bunch of junk food one day and not eat it the next day and wonder why your sugars are running high. You got to consistently maintain it, and you got to cut back on coffee like I told you to do, remember last year, Doug. You can't drinking 6 or 8 or 10 cups of coffee a day and wonder why your blood sugar is high, especially if you're using sugar to sweeten your blood sugar to the coffee. In addition to that, the coffee stimulates the adrenals, it stimulates the liver to release more sugar, and so it really has a tendency to elevate more blood sugar. So that's why I use the purple sticks, because it doesn't run the cortisol up. But again, even too many purple sticks are not good for you, because it can do the same thing. That's why I only do like one in the morning, or unless I do y'all show when it's going to be late like this, I'll take one like at 5 or 6 o'clock, and that'll last me for 4 or 5 hours. But quite frankly, it's pretty much worn off now.
Well, you're always like on top of things. Your mental acuity is amazing, and your knowledge, as is your knowledge. And you know, I just want to thank you so much. We're really at the end of the program. You've covered so much ground, from the Tavistock Institute to current events to nutrition. Very important facts about nutrition, about health. And you know, as we go down this road, enter toward that, or venture toward that event or series of events horizon, we need to have our strength, physical strength and health. I mean, that's very important. So thank you, Ted, for everything. Healthmasters.com. Doug 5. That's Doug, D-O-U-G 5. Only the Hagman and Hagman listeners for all products. That's a coupon code at checkout. Doug 5 at healthmasters.com. Ted, thanks so much. And our prayers to Austin.
Thank you, Doug. And please, everybody, pray for Austin. Pray for prompt and speedy recovery. And thank God for his healing, because he...